Blog Talk Radio.
This is Leslie Gist.
Hello,
am I on the phone with Mr. Fudge?
Yes.
Great. I'd like to make a comment out to Mr. KG.
Okay.
I'm a writer, and I'd like to work with him on a play, something to do with the Underground Railroad. I want to make it a more modernized Underground Railroad, something that no one would ever expect a movie from that era could ever be done this way. I think that I need people like KG and a couple of other political rappers
to
bring forth the truth about a powerful era that we had a lot of strong black leaders. And I'm hoping that he'll read my book and my website. Can I give it out?
Sure.
All right. My website is the GIST of freedom.com and also just gistoffreedom.com. And he can upload my book for free. And that's all I wanted to say.
Okay. Thank you for calling. No, you're fine. You're fine. I appreciate that. Is your book through iTunes?
No, I'm just learning how to use the technology. I had someone just put it on my website. I give the book away and free, free a different book. I'm sorry, I'm just very nervous because I've been trying to get in contact with him for several years.
With
and
KG?
Story, yes.
Oh, I don't see what happened. Oh. Oh, wow. I'm so sorry you had bad luck with contacting them. It's such a,
They're not there now?
They're on their way. They'll be here actually in another minute or two. They'll be here.
Okay. Well, I hope you can tell them because this project that I'm talking about having and doing is just awesome. I can envision the people playing in different roles. I really want to promote the abolitionist era, how the blacks and whites work together to abolish slavery.
Right. Why don't you email me that and I'll make sure that they get it. How's that?
Okay. Wait, I don't have your email.
I'm gonna
go
get
my. All right.
Let me get my pen. Okay, wait, you don't need to call them right now where they are.
Okay, I'm ready.
Blog Talk Radio Station?
Radio Station?
Blog Talk Radio Station.
Okay.
At gmail.com.
All right, I'll do that. And thank you again, Mr. Hodge. And
no problem.
I'll keep you abreast of what's going on.
Okay, please.
Oh, and my talk, I have a talk radio show as well.
Okay, what's the name of your show?
If you just Truly A Joy, like Trulya, Joy, and I'm having guest Dr. Myers on Sunday, and he'll be discussing the Juneteenth holiday. He's a minister and medical doctor who was able to get 31 states to recognize Juneteenth as a national holiday.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be on my show.
Truly A Joy. T-R-L-E-Y?
Right, A and J-O-Y.
So T-R-L-E-Y.
Mm-hmm. A, the letter A, and then joy, J-O-Y.
Okay, okay. I'll look to that.
Yeah, that's Sunday at 5:30.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. I'll do my best to tune in.
Okay, thank you again. Bye-bye.
No problem. May hello? Where is Keiji? Where are the guys? Radio.
Hey, I speak to Tim. This is Vinny from Naughty.
Vinny, what's going on, man?
Ain't nothing. How you doing, bro?
I'm doing all right, man. Let me go ahead. What you said?
I didn't say anything.
All right, man. Let me give you a round of applause, man. Hold tight for me, man.
All right.
Brother Vinny, how you been, man?
I've been good, man, grinding it out, you know, finishing up this new record, and we, you know, just starting to send out this new single.
Mm-hmm. It's been a long time since I've seen you. I think it was actually in 2002 when you guys were down in Nook at Foot Action, I believe. I think that's the last time I actually saw you and Trush together.
Oh, yeah, Jaheim and them were down there.
Right. That's actually the last time I saw you guys. And before I ask you, you know, what you guys been up to, who are your some of your musical influences?
Me, like legends of hip hop, Run DMC, the Fat Boys, Curtis Blow, all of those dudes, you know.
I mean, you've been in the business for quite some time now. What do you actually think about the music industry today?
Well, I think the old model is over, and there's a new model forming. And, you know, people say, oh, the record industry is dead right now, music industry is dead. The old model is dead, but there's definitely a new model being formed, and it's based on, you know, the digital age and technology and the internet. And, you know, in the future, it will be, like, super lucrative. I see it being far more lucrative than it's ever been because, you know, because of the internet, you could, you know, click one button and the world gets it. And you can have one hug and the world comes into you.
Right. You're from Jersey, of course, and, you know, same here, you know, they say that Jersey's just done. There's no more good talent out of Jersey. Everybody who came out is, you know, just done. Do you agree with that? I think personally, you know, Jersey has a lot of talent to offer the business right now. But what do you think about that?
Well, I don't think that's the truth, first of all. Jersey has always been great contributors to hip-hop, from record labels like the Sugar Hill record label, to all of the artists that came out of Jersey, like Sugar Hill Gang, and you know, you go from Queen Latifah to the Fugees to Redman to Naughty by Nature, Lords of the Underground. I mean, we could go on and on. Rob Digger, you know, Jersey has always been like crazy with the hip hop vibes, and there's a lot of new guys coming out. We got a guy in Trenton called Kilogram. You got Joe Buttons. He's from Jersey. He's causing all kinds of mess right now. But, you know, Jersey is definitely in the building, always.
Mm-hmm. Why has Naughty by Nature taken such a long break from the industry, man, to come out with another album?
Well, the last album we put out was the Icons album in 2002. And then after we finished that album, personally, I didn't want to record another album without KG because I felt like, you know, the three of us as a trio were, like, unstoppable. And even though K stopped touring with us in 99 or 2000, Trent and I have constantly been on the road. We do over 100, 150 shows a year, and we just straight destroyed places, you know what I mean, till this day.
Right.
So that element in servicing the people has always remained. It's just a matter of getting new music out, and I didn't want to do it without KG, but eventually we all got back together and got in there in July and started banging out the new album. So,
right.
You know, and it was ironic that Hip Hop Honors called us, too. That was way before we started the album. I mean, they
right.
called us after we started the album, and it was just perfect timing. Gave us a chance to have a platform to let people know we were coming.
Benny, man, I don't know who's hotter right now. You or the phone lines, man. I don't know if you are you gonna allow me to take some calls and ask you some questions or.
Yeah, whatever you want to do.
Okay. Caller, are you on the air? Hello, caller. I don't know if that's coming through here. Let me put the
Hello.
856.
Yes, can
Hello?
You hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm disconnecting my headset. I was just on the show, so I saw where Noni by Nature was on.
Uh-huh.
Basically, what I want to talk about is, like, I know that you guys were discussing a little bit about New Jersey and the state of hip-hop and what Noni by Nature is doing now, and I just wanted to ask the guys, like, have you guys... Like, how do y'all feel about hip-hop in general now? Like, the different things that people are doing in regards to auto-tunes and the Jay-Z records and, you know, the people that's out now putting their music out.
I'm just saying hip-hop goes through stages and phases, you know? With me personally, I think, like, every generation deserves to enjoy whatever kind of hip-hop they grew up on, like, my 18-year-old niece, she loves Lil Wayne. She likes some of the, you know, the Young Jeezy, some of the Southern rappers and stuff. And I just think you got to give those guys their lane because hip-hop did start in New York and the rest of the country was alienated. Even Jersey was alienated and had to fight far right to represent in hip-hop. So it was definitely the same way. I remember going down south in the early 90s and those guys weren't even thought of. So as they got alienated and isolated, they created their own movement. And next thing you know, those guys ended up being more important because that was the right market, you know? And a lot of people found it hard to swallow that pill. So I just think it's something that the West Coast had their turn. You know, the Midwest still didn't get full props, but you got Common, Kanye, Twista, a lot of guys out there still banging it out. But, you know, it is what it is. I think everyone gets a chance to play, and in the future, you're going to see more international artists breaking through.
Right. Like, for example, like, I'm from Philly, so it seems like the general consensus is even though there are so many talented individuals in Philadelphia, they got to go down south or they got to go New York or they got to go West Coast in order to even be heard. So for Wu-Tang, like I'm here in New Jersey now, and like on my show, I have so many artists coming through New Jersey, Delaware, Philadelphia, and I'm not talking about just run-of-the-mill kind of regular talent. Like these people are vicious.
What you have to do, you have to create the hub. Like I said, if Philadelphia felt isolated. First of all, you know, Jay-Z and Rockefeller really put those guys on the map with Beanie Siegel and Freeway and all of that stuff.
Right.
It's up to the region to really anchor down and create a hub, create a movement right there in their own backyard. That's what the Southern artists did, you know? Look at Atlanta right now. You got people migrating from Hollywood, California, saying they're going to go make it in Atlanta. You know? So it's not where you're from, it's where you are, and you have to make the best of where you are.
Right, and I do. I definitely agree with you. And like I said, I had an artist that was here in Philadelphia that I do represent the individual. However, I sent them to Atlanta for them to represent their stuff, and they got more love in Atlanta than they did here in Philly, and that was through the showcases and all that. it's almost like the hustle game is more than the artist trying to get on and do their thing. Like on the radio, we hear all the stations play the same genre music all day long. But yet and still, we're the ones buying this music. Then we hear these indie artists, and it's almost like we compare them to the people that are being heard on the radio, and it's no venue for them. Like on my radio show, I do
well,
I
come from the school of if it doesn't exist, you have to create it. With all of this technology out there, with all of this technology out there, if there's such a slew of underground artists that's talented, it's like if you're in the blog game, if you're in the internet radio game, you guys really have to tighten up and create a hub and make it popular for artists to come through. Next thing you know, you carve out your own lane. So when you say there's no venue, that's the best thing you can say because now you get a chance to create the venue.
True, and I can say I have done that. And
it's hard. I mean, at the end of the day, you have to realize it's hard out here. It's super duper crowded. When we came up, hip-hop was still evolving. You know, it broke mainstream.
Right.
It was in the early 90s, you know? Now in 2000, 2010, there's 20 billion artists out there, and the lanes are just crowded. It's like, how many records can you buy every Tuesday? How many records can you buy every day of the week? You know, you have more artists than fans right now. That's Tretch's famous quote. It's more artists than fans. So, you know, it's going to be rough. So the people who are out there, I mean, and I feel sorry for the artists coming up today because we were lucky to catch that break. We do have an international brand. It's very hard to establish yourself in the music industry today.
True. And I also have another question in regards to how the black radio stations are being treated in regards to Congress and different laws that are being passed about the radio stations. Like, it's almost like here, I'm on Black Folk.
You just went mute. You just went mute like a cup is over your mouth.
You just want to be, ma'am. We barely can hear you, ma'am.
Can you hear me now?
It's very, very low.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we got
you. Yeah, that's good. What did you do?
Okay. I turned my volume extremely up.
All right.
Basically, it's one of those things where now, with Congress passing the different laws with the ASCAP and the BMI and artists being paid and all that, black radio is kind of in an awkward position. So for internet radio, it seems like for the independent artists and the major label artists, it's a larger venue. Would you agree?
Of course it is. I mean, it's incredible. I remember having a website up in 1996 when the fastest modem was 14.4K kilobits per second.
Damn.
You know, nobody was out there. That was the fastest modem. I saw it evolve to 28.8, to 56K, to the T1 lines and all of that stuff. So I've been out there since its infancy. And we've always been hands-on with our business, with our brand, with our band. And I just saw, like, wow, this internet thing, it's like an international television station, you know? You can post up anything you want. You can broadcast anything you want. And as long as you get your hustle on, the international community knows how to find you, and they will respond.
Right. And it's like with me, I'm Asian and black. So I have a whole new genre of artists that are trying to come here and bring their stuff to America, and who like and respect the old school hip hop movement and trying to create some new type of movement. But it's like the radio isn't supporting that, but the internet is supporting that. So
hey, you have to go where you get the support, and that's on the internet.
Exactly.
You reach more people faster anyway. Imagine you having, all right, you're from Philly. Imagine, all right, you have the hottest record in Philly, and the one or two stations down there to play your racket. By the time you travel an hour radius by car, you lose reception. But if you're on the internet and you're on a hot station on the internet, literally the world hears you.
Exactly. Exactly. And, like, I've been getting with different indie artists and artists from MySpace and different, you know, sites. And I've been doing interviews and putting their music and stuff on there. And it's they're, like, amazed by it because they don't know of it.
Right.
And I do. I mean, Blog Talk Radio, I was trying to do different ones and put shows and stuff on, and we was doing the sponsorship thing and all that kind of stuff. But it's just like, you got, like, people like Naughty by Nature who, they created a certain lane. So it's crazy. Like, I just did the Roots Picnic in Philly over this past weekend.
All right.
And it was
ma'am,
ridiculous.
Ma'am, mm-hmm. I'm hold on for one second. I got another call online. Miss Nubian.
Yes.
How you doing, Miss Nubian? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Timothy and guest.
Did you want to ask a question to Vinny?
No, I don't have any questions yet.
Okay, ma'am. From the 856 area code. Go. You want to finish your question up?
Oh, yes. Basically, like, for Naughty by Nature and your host, like, what do you think artists should do nowadays to get themselves promoted and put themselves out there, and what kind of venues should they participate in? You have all these showcases that got artists putting out money to showcase themselves, but is that a good revenue?
I mean, you know, there's a lot of scams out there. I would say first and foremost, if you're a recording artist, you have to sustain yourself with reality. So keep a job first and foremost. You can't just put all your eggs in one basket and say, I'm going to make money out of something that isn't promised, you know? You can do everything right in music, and if the sales don't come through, you don't have any money. So you have to anchor yourself, and that's one thing we've always done in the pursuit of, you know, the music game. We always kept jobs. We always had money. So it wasn't, like, so frustrating for us, like, oh, we put everything in this basket and it's not working out, you know? First and foremost, you keep a job. Secondly, you have to go out here and do your research, you know? And you work the internet, and then you work the local clubs. I mean, there's not a lot of hip-hop showcases out there either, you know? So it's really rough for these new artists, and you have to keep you just got to keep the hope up, man, and look out for the right showcases and not get scammed. If you got to keep paying to showcase your talent, I'd rather throw my own parties and you know, get a good local following and perform for free. But at least if I throw my parties, and especially if I'm popular, you know, most artists aren't run-of-the-mill, you know. They're usually the most popular kids in school. They usually have people follow them. So even if you lock down your own club night or some kind of lounge, some kind of something where your followers come and get with you all the time, you create a base from there.
Nicole?
Hi.
Hey, Nicole, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
And again,
okay.
Let me chime in really quick again. That's how we got signed to Flavor Unit Management for Queen Latifah. Now, we were a group called The New Style. We were the hottest thing in East Orange. We used to grind out, do every show, every party. And when we ran up on Flavor Unit, we were like, listen, we don't need anything from you. You come and be at this college on such and such date, such and such time. We're going to show you our work. And when they showed up, we had our people there, we were organized, we ripped the show, and it was a no-brainer for them. From there, we were so self-contained, Flavor Unit didn't really have to do much of anything for us, just connect the lines to go to Tommy Boy Records. We took it all from there. And not only that, we ended up producing and writing for Latifah.
Right. Nicole?
Yes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm good.
I know you got a question for Vinny. You want to ask Vinny a question?
No, I just wanted to say hi. I don't have a question. Sorry.
How you doing? How you doing, sister girl?
I'm good. How are you, Vinny?
I'm all right.
That's good.
So since you don't have any questions, I'm going to tell you. Monday,
you
got to tune. Huh?
What are you going to tell me?
Monday, you have to log on to Facebook. We have a super sexy promotion going on with Microsoft Windows Mobile. It's a phone giveaway and a trip to L.A. to all the people. So Microsoft partnered up with us, and we're going to get these BlackBerries and iPhones and Sidekicks out of these people's hands.
Cool.
Wow, that sounds pretty dope.
It's definitely dope.
I'll be on it. Thank you.
All right, babe.
Vin, I want to ask you some more questions. How did you guys feel about when you guys got that phone call that you guys were being going to be honored at the Hip Hop Honors?
That was crazy, you know, because that's pretty much your industry peers, you know. You get people who have a half a hit record, maybe one or two hit records, and they start calling themselves all sorts of attributes. And we were never like that, you know. And to get it from the people and to get it from the industry, it was definitely, I was like, when they tell you, wow, you are our legends, you are our icons, you know, it's like, hey, can't deny it, you know. It could easily be the other way. You suck, you stink, you're an asshole, you know.
you got a new album coming out pretty soon. When is it coming out? Is there a title yet for it, or are you guys still in the process of doing this album?
Yeah, first of all, the album is titled Anthem Inc., and we'll get it out before the end of the year. We're just setting up the first single, and that's what this Microsoft campaign is about. Microsoft Windows Mobile hooked up with us and partnered with us to bring more awareness of Windows Mobile devices to the hip-hop community. So we came up with the campaign to help them out and to help us out. So with this phone giveaway, it's a new Touch Pro 2. It's preloaded. We have a custom naughty theme on the phone, and it's preloaded with our new single. So we'll be doing a contest, and a winner will win the phone, and them and the guests will get flown out to L.A. on August 15th to see us get busy at the Nokia Theater. So, you know, the single is called Get to Know You Better. Funkmaster Flex and them just got it. They'll be blasting it off, debuting it this week, and that'll be the jump off. You know, it's a club banger for the summer, just in time for the summer, which is naughty time. And we're going to bang it out all summer. And by the time you get in the back to school or the fall, we'll be ready to drop the album.
I don't know what happened. You got this bypass Timothy, man. And I don't even get the single yet, man. You got this bypass me, man. And you're going to take it to Flex. And it's
no, we just started. Flex is the only one with it. And really, it's exclusive right now with Windows Mobile as we tease this campaign. The campaign will go from June 15th, and it will settle at July 15th. And then we will start sending it out to everyone. You know you got the inside because you hooked up with my publicist. So everyone we touch is going to service them with the rest.
Right. Ben, you still there?
Yep.
Okay. What can we expect from this upcoming album?
I mean, we got mad flavor out there. We're locking down the rest of our collaborations. We definitely got Jamie Foxx. He just confirmed his collaboration with us. So we're getting him over the music so he can knock his thing out. We got Akon on standby. We're waiting for him to finish up his piece on the record. We got Anthony Hamilton. We did a record that he was on, Jaheim, and we're going to rock it out. We got Calls Out the Game and Snoop, too. We got a record called Flags about the gang, but it's kind of like it's real fly. It's not a thug record. It's real fly. So we definitely got treats out there.
With so many new artists coming out and up in the business right now, I was supposed to ask a question in the chat room. Do you think Naughty by Nature can survive?
Naughty by Nature always survives. We've been surviving better than half the artists who supposedly have record deals. For one, we tour more domestically and globally than most artists out there. For two, our earnings, we still get paid more per date than half of the artists out there. And three, we have a loyal, super loyal fan base because we've been hands-on since day one, and we work the internet and, you know, from our online business to being able to partner up with a Microsoft to having T-shirts going and distributed in Hot Topic, one of the hottest retailers in the country. I mean, it's a self-contained business. So after the initial burst of fireworks, you know, in the early 90s, people think you dissolve and go away. But the reality is if you're savvy enough and if you're hands-on with your business and your brand, please, you end up outlasting everyone. Like, a lot of our peers that started with us don't even exist anymore. So the young cats, I mean, and let me tell you, we were in Minneapolis last year. We did a date at First Avenue. That's where Prince shot Purple Rain. And then the Dub Car Show was in town the same time. So we went to their after party. There was Rich Boy, Little Scrappy, all of these young guys that really, really do it. So we looked at the crowd while these guys were performing. It's like, yo, everybody's drinking, socializing, not even paying attention to these guys. And they have hot records out right now. Told my DJ, go get the Serato real quick. I talked to the promoter, look, we about to break them off real quick. We went up there for like 7 minutes, just killed them real quick. After we finished, the whole place was like, wow. Rich Boy came to me and was like, yo, man, y'all just taught me how to do a show. So the young cats out there, I'm definitely not worried about them. It's like whenever Naughty by Nature takes the stage, everyone gets out the pen and paper, and they really learn what it's like to command an audience and to command a stage.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Vinny, go ahead.
I didn't say anything.
Okay. I go way back with you guys, and I'm going to tell you, back when you guys shot the OPP video and Hip Hop Array video, and actually 18th Street and William Street, that's, you know, kind of the area, you know, that's where, you know, Tretch is from, you know. And I remember that whole era back when I was a little boy, man. So you guys are like family to me, man, you know. So thanks for putting Jersey on the map, you know, especially with hip-hop, you know, you, Latif, you know. I remember that, man. You guys are like family. I met you guys. That's when you guys were doing those videos over there, man. So, you know. No, go ahead.
I didn't say anything.
Okay. Okay. What advice would you give to up-and-coming talent that's trying to break into the business right now?
The up-and-coming who?
Up-and-coming talent that's trying to break into the business. What advice would you give to them?
Well, again, like I was telling the young lady, first and foremost, retain a job. Keep a job because you can't bank on the music industry to pay your bills, you know?
Right.
You have to have a job, and you have to use music as a hobby. So you keep your 9-to-5 Monday through Thursday, Monday through Friday, and on your weekends, that's when you do your hobby. So until your hobby could pay your bills, then you go in full time. That's the best advice I can give. And then from there, you keep your eyes and ears out. You have the internet. You still have live venues out there. You have to keep your eyes and ears open out there because it's hard. And you have to think, there's 20 million recorders trying to do the same thing you want to do. And then even if you make it, every Tuesday they drop about 300 albums. So you have to figure, how much disposable income does the average consumer have?
Right. Miss Nubian?
Yes.
Do you have a question?
Yeah, just what you just said, and, you know, when you have, like, upcoming artists and stuff that are trying to put themselves out there, I wanted to know, what is your advice on how many free shows, you know, an up-and-coming artist should do to put himself out there, him or herself out there? How many free shows should they do? Or should they do any at all?
No, they should do every free show that's available. Every free show that's available. Do what you can to get in front of an audience, especially when you're not known, you know? But it comes a time when you work yourself so well that you garner and you accumulate a local following. So if you're in that region, and now promoters know that, hey, if I book that local person, I know I'm going to pack the house. Now you can start asking for fees. which is the same thing that happened with the Southern artists. I mean, I remember going in the early 90s down to Atlanta, Texas, Florida, all Memphis, all of those places down there. They would book us to come, and a lot of New York rappers, to come down there and fill their clubs. As this game progressed and the artists carved out their own market, they can get a local artist with an independent record to come and fill the place for a third of what they would pay us or a Jay-Z or anyone else and pack the crowd, probably more than us. So it's about working your local market, and you have to build a fan base, you know? You have to. And you got to think that even if it's a hot spot, you have to work that place because the promoter's done his job. If every Thursday or Friday night he has a packed house, it's not like you brought those people there, so you should appreciate going out in front of a crowd and having access to them. What you want to have is some kind of merchandise, some kind of CDs, some kind of anything. Think out the box. Think differently than just your typical CD or T-shirt. Come up with creative things to sell to that audience.
Miss Nubian?
Yes.
Go ahead, ask questions.
Any movies in the works? You know?
No, not right now. Tretch has done a few projects, but right now we're just concentrating on the album, getting this album out and giving it to the people.
Okay.
Vinny, I wanted to ask, man, how did this thing come up with you guys doing a deal with Microsoft? How did that come about?
Because we created it. We didn't sit there and wait for management. We didn't wait for any agency to come and create this stuff for us. First of all, I'm a big Windows Mobile user, you know? So I've been using Windows Mobile devices for the past maybe 5 years now. And way before the iPhone came out, you know, I was really into these devices. So as I studied and studied, I knew where Windows Mobile was going, and I used to go on all of the hack sites, you know, the underground websites with people who hack up the phone. I found a guy with a custom theme, you know, a custom theme for these HTC phones that have a TouchFlow 3D interface. So with my digging and digging, I partnered up with this guy. I had him do a custom Naughty theme for me. So as I was developing the theme, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
All right. So as I was developing the theme, I knew I wanted to cross-promote. And first and foremost, I knew that coming out this year and moving into the future, that the future of the music industry would be integrated with all of these mobile devices, PDAs, all of this stuff. So that was one of my goals anyway. Naughty by Nature is one of the first groups to do their own clothing line, and I knew that. You know, I forecasted that. The next thing you know, the industry just overdosed on it, you know. So to me, this was the new wave. All right, clothing lines are over, but this mobile game is something that kids should really pay attention to. So as I was getting my theme developed, I started tracking down Windows marketing department. And it's like, again, this is something I was passionate about. You can have a manager, but if they're not as passionate about it, if they use BlackBerry and you use Windows Mobile, you can't expect them to track down Microsoft. So just with all the hard work and grind, there was divine intervention. About a month ago, we won a flight to Detroit to go to a show. And I saw a guy with a Windows Mobile device, and I'm so into him, anybody I see with a Windows Mobile device, I'll make small talk with. I said, oh, I see your fellow AT&T tilt owner. He was like, yeah, I actually work for Microsoft. So that was like divine intervention, you know? So he was like, I'm not allowed to have an iPhone, but we have some really great phones coming out. So I ran down every phone that was going down, and I pulled out my microcomputer that I have, which is a Windows Mobile device. I told him about the new phones that I import from Europe that U.S. don't even have. And the last thing I showed him was my custom phone theme that was in development. He was like, wow, Vince. I was like, yeah, and I'm tracking down your marketing department now. He said, hey, I could put you in touch with them. So he asked me to email me pictures of my theme. He's like, they would love to work with you. And I'm like, yeah, besides that, iPhone, BlackBerry, and Sidekick, when it comes to the hip-hop community, they're beating y'all out 10-1. But people, most people, have PCs, which are Microsoft computers. Windows mobile devices are mini PCs, and a lot of people don't know that because for whatever reason, Microsoft hasn't been able to market that fact. So that's where I come in. And when they, once he got me to the marketing department and I ran down my knowledge of the product, they were like, wow, this is like a no-brainer. So we started working, we came up with the campaign, and it's on from there.
Okay. You state that you guys have phones coming out?
Yeah, we have a custom theme coming out for the Touch Pro 2. If you go on Facebook and look up Vinny Brown, you'll see I put up a little splash video of what the phone looks like. But Monday, we have press releases, real quality video going out on what this whole campaign is about. And on top of that, just like the iPhone app, they have that app store where you can buy all the apps. Windows Marketplace, which is Microsoft's version of the iPhone App Store, they launch in July. So that's part of what this campaign is about. Naughty by Nature is the only artist of any music genre with an app on the Microsoft App Store.
Okay, all right. Miss Nubian, any last questions?
Where did the name of the group come from, Naughty by Nature? I mean, I can think of a lot of stuff, but I wanted to know where you guys get it from and how did you come about.
Well, we were a group called The New Style, and as we were recording, we just made a bunch of records. And when we did a label, a record that didn't go anywhere under the old Sugar Hill label. And once we hooked up with Latifah and them, they were like, yeah, you're going to have to change your name. That's the first thing that has to go. So Trek started flipping through all his old lyrics and stuff. And Naughty by Nature was one of our song titles from the New Style. So when Tretch brought that up, Naughty by Nature, we were like, that's pretty catchy. But at the time, Flavian had thought, wow, that name might be a little long. But, you know, time proved everybody wrong. Because everyone's a little naughty, right?
Yeah.
Look, she said,
Miss Nubian. Another question, Miss Nubian?
No.
You're done with questions. Is there any salesman that you want to touch bases on that you guys got coming out that you want to put out there?
Well, basically, it's all about Naughty right now. I mean, we got KG back in the mix. He produced an incredible album for us. We're about to put out the first single called Get to Know Me Better. You'll be hearing it. Funkmaster Flex is about to blast it off for us. Monday, we begin the Microsoft campaign over Facebook and their YouTube channel, over Windows Mobile YouTube channel. And you guys, this is just the beginning. You got one of the first interviews from us, and it's going to steamroll from here.
Oh, I appreciate that. I feel lucky right now, man. I feel lucky, man.
Yeah, you're good. Make sure you archive this, because in about 2 more months, you're going to be like, wow. I set off the campaign.
I'm always the lucky one. I'm always looking. You guys are good. You guys are like family to me, man. You know. So, Vin, are you still in Jersey? You still reside in Jersey?
Yep, right here in West Orange, New Jersey.
Okay. Well, we're in the same city, man. I didn't know that. I never knew that. We're in the same city, man. Right by Eagle Rock, man. You come by and say hello, man. Right by Eagle Rock, man.
All right, I got you.
Yeah, right across from the gated community, man. Come say hello, man. Vinny, before I let you go, man, thank you for coming on, man. Don't let this be the last time. Come back anytime you see fit, man. I need 2 more things from me before I let you go. I need you to give you a shout-out so anybody you want to acknowledge.
Yeah, I'm here. No real shout-outs. Just to the people, all of the true Naughty fans, man, Blog Talk Radio for having us, and we look forward to getting busy, man. This won't be the last time either.
Okay, man. Please feel free to come back once again, man. Thank you for coming on the show. Thank you for taking time, my man. We really appreciate you over here. I want you to go ahead and introduce. I have all your songs. I'm going to play after you leave, man. But you want to introduce one of them? I got Feel Me Flow. I got Hip Hop Array. And I got OPPO. Which one do you want to introduce first, man? Which one do you want me to spin first, man?
All right. Well, we're going to take it back to the beginning, yo. This was our first single that blew us up out the box. Everybody was down with OPP, y'all. Vim Rock, Naughty by Nature, Blog Talk Radio. Check it out. Classic hip hop, OPP.
We'll be right back. Pittsburgh. Coming from the town of Illy and alleys are full of fillies and rallies. Suckers get silly and sally, them founding alleys and rallies. Really? So here we go. Now holla if you hear me though. Come and feel me. Slow. Never mixing with tricking brothers, bitching over bitches that ain't fitting to be hitting for nothing. Spitting things is bitten and getting written off. You're like a platter, bad platter, boy, you're pissing me off. Boy, you even started. So what? So long. See you fly by my tribe. How could I say it when you play it? Try boom.
Everything. action. But the movement is worse. Serve words with nerve embedded. I said it word. Damn, you nerd, man, you heard. Coming from the town of Illy and alleys are full of fillies and rallies. Suckers get silly and sally. Them founding alleys and rallies. Really? So here we go. Now holla if you hear me, though. Come and feel me. Flow. Never mixing with tricking brothers, bitching over fixes that ain't fitting to be hitting for nothing. Spitting things is bitten and getting written off. You're like a platter, bad platter, boy, you're pissing me off. Boy, you even started. So what? So long. See you fly by my tribe. How could I say it when you play it twice? Boom. Bye bye, bye bye. While we're planning a jam, we bust with a party amateur damages, manager damaging mics, men, and even mannequins. You're a fan again, now I wanna know who's the man again. Naughty's back like vertebrae's words, and hey, I hope the way I show you, pray I flow. Steady breaking till the boogie, so bang, time to slang bang and watch all the boot tank, tank, tank. Sections of 40, so clap your hands and hold your shorty, I'm naughty.